brother. What's up?
This is a good recording, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I'm loving this cool weather, but I think we're going to get a heat wave at the end of the week.
How was your weekend, man?
It was good. A little too short, but it always is. How's yours?
Man, I had a very busy and active weekend, and I don't know if you guys have heard of Governor Wes Moore. He is the governor of Baltimore, of Maryland, and he's the third black governor in the history of our nation. Very young man, Rhodes Scholar, military guy who's done an awful lot in the short time that he's been a governor. You know, he said he's been in politics for 18 months, but he's already risen to the rank of governor. He was in Milwaukee. I got to hang out with him a little bit on Saturday, and so he's agreed to spend some time on the air with us, Calvin, as his schedule allows. I'm really, really excited about having an opportunity to talk with the man. You would probably remember him when the bridge came down in Baltimore, when that ship hit that bridge and that bridge came down. There was this young black guy who they kept showing and who kept speaking. Well, that was Wes Moore. He received national recognition at, you know, a time when, you know, unfortunately, a difficult time. But since then, he has actually been, you know, a beacon of light, and the Democratic Party understands that, and he's now working not only as the governor, but working towards the reelection of President Joe Biden. And so great opportunity to kind of have some dialogue with him. I'm excited about the fact that he's willing to spend some time on the air with me. And I'll tell you, I've been trying to get, sometimes I think it falls on deaf ears, what's happening in black Milwaukee nationally. As I'll be joined this morning at 9:20 by Minority Whip Congressman Jim Clyburn to talk about Joe Biden and the election and the importance of the black vote in Milwaukee. So Jim Clyburn, Congressman Jim Clyburn, is going to be joining me at 9:20. But I'll tell you, Calvin, what I really want to talk about, there's a lot of things we're going to talk about this morning, but one of them is regulations. And you've heard of regulations, right?
Of course.
Well, you know, people need this. There's this battle going on, and I'm going to tie all these things together this morning. You hear the Republicans saying, we need to cut regulations. You heard Donald Trump on the air in the debate. We got to cut regulations. On the other hand, President Biden and the Democrats keep fighting for regulations because they know that regulations are to protect the American people. If you are an American and you don't need to be protected from corporations and you feel that corporations are going to do the right thing and going to do the Christian thing, you really misinformed. Corporations' bottom line is profit. And I don't care what Donald Trump says. That's the bottom line of corporations. And so the fact that they want to cut regulations to protect you and you don't understand that, you got some other things going on in your mind. Hopefully, after I get through explaining some things this morning, you may change your mind. So here's the difference between the letter of the law and rules of regulations. Letter of the law. Laws are the products of written statutes passed by either the U.S. Congress or state legislature. The legislatures create bills that, when passed by a vote, become statutory law. So Sandy will be here tomorrow, and we'll go into depth in what all of this means. For example, in response to the stock market crash of 1929, Congress passed the Securities and Exchange Act of 1934 in an effort to curb securities fraud and insider trading. The act is codified in the United States Code as Title 15, Section 78A, and among other things, prohibits the disclosure of false or misleading information related to securities transactions. Now, and that's a brief synopsis of what it is. Rules of regulations. Regulations, on the other hand, are standards and rules adopted by administrative agencies that govern how laws will be enforced. So any agency like the SEC can have its own regulations for enforcing major security laws and others. For instance, while the Securities and Exchange Act prohibits using insider or non-public information to make trades, the SEC can have its own rules on how it will investigate charges of insider trading. So bear with me a couple minutes before I go to the phone lines. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. Let me tell you about what is transpiring. While, you know, the argument about what Donald Trump is doing is so great, and why it is so critically important for you, whether you're on the left or the right, to understand what's transpiring in this nation that's impacting you. The Supreme Court on Friday significantly weakened the power of federal agencies to approve regulations in a major decision that could have sweeping implications for the environment, public health, and the workplace. The 6-3 ruling overturning the precedent from 1984 will shift the balance of power between the executive and the judicial branches and hands an important victory to conservatives who have sought for years to rein in the regulatory authority of the administrative state. The lawsuits were filed by two groups of fishermen. The decision overturns the Chevron versus Natural Resources Defense Council precedent that required courts to give deference to federal agencies when creating regulations based on an ambiguous law. Congress routinely enacts open-ended laws that give latitude to agencies to work out and adjust the details to new circumstances. Now, let me stick a pin in that for a second, and let me run over here, and I'm going to be jumping back and forth, and then I'm going to go to the phone lines. Listen to this. The dirty secret of California's legal weed. Weed is legal in California. We're talking about regulations and why it's so critically important that regulations exist. How many of you are aware that the marijuana that the government is producing has contaminants in it, cancer-causing contaminants? Hey, the government says it's okay, and they're kind of in the weed business. But the fact that the regulations are so lax that what is being used to make sure that the weed is not being consumed by boll weevils and others, our pesticides are used, cancer-causing pesticides, that the government is aware of, and that you, the poor citizen, has no concept at all. This is an article in the Los Angeles Times on Friday. The social media aging yuppies in neon beachwear stand before a green wall with the catchphrase, "You have changed. So has cannabis." The social media post is part of Real California Cannabis, a $5 million taxpayer-funded campaign to promote California's cannabis as safe, tested, and regulated by the state to protect consumers. In reality, the safety is far from certain. We're talking about regulations and why it's critically important that regulations exist in this nation. An investigation by the Times in conjunction with the cannabis industry newsletter, Weed Week, found alarming levels of pesticides and cannabis products available on dispensary shelves across the state, including some of the most popular brands of vapes and pre-rolled weed. 25 of 42 legal cannabis products that the Times and Weed Week purchased from retail stores and had tested at private labs showed concentrations of pesticides above levels the state allows or at levels exceeding federal standards for tobacco. The contaminants include chemicals tied to cancer, liver failure, thyroid disease, and genetic and neurologic harm to users and unborn children. I repeat, those of you who support, well, there's too many regulations. We need to open. Regulations are causing businesses problems. You just don't understand the importance of regulations. And because of your ignorance of not understanding what regulations mean, Republicans are reaping the benefits, making money, corporations, record-breaking profits at the expense of the health of the American people. 844-967-2789. Hang on the phone lines. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. To a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. So you don't like regulations, huh? Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, good morning. Happy Motown Monday to you.
Yes, sir.
Audience today. Beautiful morning. You know, a couple things here very quickly. You know, we heard all last week how Biden was being prepped in Camp David. He had all these experts, you know, playing the role of Donald Trump, and they're prepping all week, you know, for a very, very important debate in front of the American people, in front of the world. And right out of the blocks, he stumbled horribly. He looked bad. His mouth was agape. He looked like Casper the Ghost, for crying out loud. And it just seems very, very odd. You know, who are these people prepping him? And it just doesn't look right. And, you know, I couldn't help but think about elections and this nonstop electioneering that we have morphed into here in America, when we have in other nations around us, Canada has a 30 to 60 day campaigning window. Mexico is similar to that. Many democracies across the world limit their electioneering and regulate their elections much, much more than we do. I don't think there's anybody that felt good about the debate the other night.
So Mike, hang on a second. So I'm going to talk about the debate and Joe Biden later on in the show. I'm wondering about your thoughts on regulations. You know, because, you know, you constantly are hearing Donald Trump and Republicans and business people complaining and clamoring about regulations, man. Where would we be if we leave it up to corporations to do whatever it is they want to do? It's almost like that now. But the fact that the Supreme Court has just basically, you know, given them freedom and to take away the rights of those elected officials that we have to petition these corporations to do the right thing, that's where we are now. Okay. And I'll tell you something. I just read this thing about what's happening with legalized marijuana. The cancer causing, you know, things that are in them. And yet the people aren't even aware of it. The politics of the election and whether or not Joe Biden should remain, we're going to talk about. But man, I would be remiss if we didn't spend some time talking about the fact that they're looking to take away regulations.
It doesn't make any sense. Regulations, nobody wants to be told what to do. Nobody likes it when people are, when you feel people are looking over your shoulder. But we live in a world of human beings who are probably the most imperfect of many of the animal species that we find ourselves in, you know. When you put the cannabis industry up as an example, when even that industry has a lot of greed and people who will cut corners just for that extra dollar, that's exactly the reason why we have laws. It's why we have a court system, is because, unfortunately, we make mistakes. We're fallible as human beings, and we must, you know, have a system that deals with this. You know, we'll always have, that neighbor who walks his dog but won't pick up after.
Right.
We'll always have those people who run stop signs. We'll always have that. We just have to be ahead of it and use common sense when we're dealing with this stuff. But I got to tell you, you know, I think where we need to start as far as our regulatory oversight and spending a lot of time to get it right, it's in our elections. When we have allowed huge amounts of, you know, Leonard Leo has got a $1 billion budget that he can put in any dark corner that he chooses. And for some reason, the American people think that's okay. Geez, what can go wrong? Well, we know what can go wrong because we see it with the Supreme Court in its takeover.
Mike, thank you very much for the call. You know, I'm going to get to the other callers. I want to give you guys an opportunity to chime in. So hang tight with me. The air, the water, the land, the food. And Tony, in his text, is absolutely right. Maybe a better way of explaining this and a better term instead of regulation is protections. Tony, again, can't trust big business. As you said, they only care about profit. You know, so we're at a point where because people don't understand, either you don't have time or you trust, you know, your families and my family's health is put in jeopardy because of greedy people who don't give a rip about you and your family. The only value that your family has is to you. The average American's value to the nation and corporations is zilch. Your family and your loved ones only mean something to you. And so when you don't understand that and you think that there are these corporations and businesses that value your families, you're 100% incorrect, and that's why these things can happen. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. To the Earl Ingram Show, a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. We're talking about regulations and the fact that a Republican-controlled Supreme Court just overrode a law that has been in place since 1984 that gives your elected officials, Congress, and Senate, the right to regulate many of these major corporations. A Republican-controlled Supreme Court just overturned that. And you need to understand the impact of what that means. And maybe, you know, and I can understand if you don't, but that's what I'm here trying to, you know, send up smoke signals and sound the alarm. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. First off, I think that what they should be calling, someone said protections, which is great, but maybe referees on the field to bring it into, you know, a sports analogy because it's very important. Here's the one thing that I find that's really, you know, one, regulation is good, especially for the big corporations, could actually create some new jobs. If you have to have a certain regulation on something, all of a sudden you got to come up with a new and genius idea of how it is that you can do something different. And that actually does spur what we call here in America free enterprise. But the problem I see, because I deal with mom and pop businesses every day, and we got to somehow distinguish the difference, not between small business and big business, but mom and pop, neighborhood type businesses versus the big corporations. Because what happens is the mom and pops are getting a lot of referees on the field that they don't actually, well, let's put it this way. The big corporations get the regulations that they get, And then all of a sudden, a mom and pop may get a new thing that they have to do that they really can't afford because they're not really, you know, rich like the big guys. So all of a sudden they start falling into that trap and that messaging of, you know, government's trying to make it so I can't do business. Do you understand what I mean? And it's really important that we start this thing, because the Democratic Party is really much more for the mom and pop type small business. And all we're trying to do on the Democratic side is to reel in the big corporations, just like mom and pop, you know, I don't know, locksmith or jewelry store. Take anything that used to be from the old Yellow Pages. And the thing is, most of those people, you know, they don't need a lot of regulation as much as the big corporations do. They don't need much of the interference that they do, because then they get, you know, if they feel bad about government, they think government is, oh yeah, the big corporations are right. All they do is, you know, tax us to death and regulate us, and they want to unionize us. And it's like, no. If you have an Excel spreadsheet and you don't know everybody's name on there, then it's time to unionize. But if you're just a small little mom and pop shop and you know your employees, no reason to unionize. But I think there's got to be a difference, and we can't say small business because Republicans have destroyed that word. It's got to be something, either independent retailer, mom and pop, because these guys, they get a regulation on them that is really kind of unnecessary in some ways. And all of a sudden they believe in the big business, and the big business does need to be have referees.
So Tom, you're in California, the weed business that has come into existence, the people who are smoking government controlled pot expect it not to be poisonous to them. And so that's not asking too much. And so when you find, as this research states, that those people are being poisoned by their government, Republicans who don't give a rip, because they're the ones who want to overturn these regulations. Nobody's talking about mom and pop. We're talking about major corporations that do major harm across this nation and across the world in order to make a buck. And so making a buck should never come before the health of an American citizen. If they know that there's something that endangers them, they should be made aware of it so they can make a decision on whether or not they want to do that or not. But for heaven's sakes, to keep that secret is not right.
100% correct. And what I would also say is the more corporatization that you get of the weed industry, you're probably going to see more of it, just like you do with big food. With food,
right?
I mean, we've talked about that on the show before, about the fact that the food that you eat every day and the steroids that they put in the meat,
right?
And the things that cancer causing stuff in everything. That's why we need a strong FDA. But because of corporate capture, we have a problem there. I mean, think about it. The Sackler family isn't going to pay for what they did with all the opioid crisis.
Well, so it's right, Tom, but the issue is, again, as you stated, the people you elect, they're supposed to do that on your behalf in a representative government. But we as a populace don't see that. We don't police that. And so we elect people, we put them in office, and we don't oversee that. And what do they do? And like the Supreme Court just rendered these decisions that's going to cause the death of many Americans because of a buck. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Good morning to you, Brendan. Thank you for the call. You say what?
I just wanted to say that, you know, really, this is definitely just a case of the fish stinking from the head down. We got to get the two people out of that Supreme Court that have already been. This is all part of the money that they got. These decisions are being made by them. They're pushing the conservative side of the court. I mean, and let's call it what it is. This is the beginning, folks, of Project 2025. This is class warfare. It's that simple. That's all it is. And their ability to not give us proper food that's been checked properly, sell the people that enjoy marijuana crappy marijuana that's going to make them sick and harm them, you know, this is just all part of Trump's plan and the Heritage Foundation's plan. And so if people don't wake up and they don't get to the polls, you're right. Girl, people are going to die, and there's nothing anybody's going to be able to do about it.
Well, you know, Brendan, the tragedy in it is people who vote Republican, their families are going to suffer the consequences as well as those who don't vote Republican. There is no argument that the Republican side of things supports deregulation. That's what they do. And so I don't understand the average American supporting deregulation on things that protect them and their families. I just don't, for the life of me, I don't know what's going on in somebody's head that Donald Trump can talk about deregulation as he did in the debate openly. And yet when I present these stories, these fact-based stories, are not a mumbling word from a Republican or a conservative, right? They can't fight this truth. And again, because, you know, they've been misled. Thank you very much for the call, Brendan. Susan from Kenosha, good morning to you. You say what?
What do I say? I say this is another form of Republican control. The Chevron agreement was a very weak agreement, but it did keep us fairly safe as far as our water on our air. It rolled back a lot of stuff. But when Trump said, what are you going to do about this? He said, we're going to drill, baby, drill. So this is part of Project 25. They're taking away our rights. They're taking away our clean air, our water. If you notice, and I don't know if you've noticed it, but I have people who actually still work in the medical field. There is a rise and increase of cancer between the ages of 30 and 55. Cancer deaths and really unique cancers that have never been seen. They're very aggressive.
Well, they're manufactured.
Yes, because we're manufacturing these pollutants, which our young kids are eating and ingesting, smoking, whatever. And if we don't stop this is going to continue on. And Republican and Democrat young people will be exposed to this. These people of wealth do not care about your kids. Would you, Americans, wake up? We need to get back on the track of cleaning our air, cleaning our water, cleaning our food, so that we can compete with the rest of the world.
You know, Susan,
and that's what people don't understand.
You know, Susan, we could talk about Joe Biden and how he appeared, which we'll talk about, you know, a little later on in the show, and how he appeared on the TV the other day. But the one thing you can't argue about is Joe Biden supports regulations. And regulations, again, are more important to me than whether or not Joe Biden, you know, didn't remember his name. What does he stand for? What is he fighting for? What are the Democrats fighting for? They're fighting to expose corporations for the dirty deeds they are doing in this nation. You want to talk about enemies of the people? We spent all that money on defense. But how much money are we spending on stopping corporations from from causing irreparable harm to our families. I'm not making it up. You know, look it up. You know, the dirty, dangerous secret of California's legal weed market. And I'm sure if it's happening in California, it's happening other places as well. You know, just like the Brendan, just like with abortion, when it comes to deregulation, the rich will always be safe. The rich will always get a safe abortion. Tony, man, I feel like I fade to start growing my own food. I don't have that kind of time. You know, man, these are the things that are at stake in this election. They really are. We can talk about all the other things. Hey, Joe Biden, his memory is not what it was. Joe Biden, that decision that was just rendered by a Republican-controlled Supreme Court, the decision that's going to be rendered, and all these crazy and wacky decisions that don't benefit you and I that have been rendered by the Republican-controlled Supreme Court, which is not supposed to be that. It's not a coincidence that none of those things benefit you and I. 844-967-2789 is the number. A Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. Welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Before I go back to the phone lines, I just want to add this morsel as well. Where is the United States Supreme Court on this? Oklahoma State Superintendent announces all schools must incorporate the Bible and the Ten Commandments in the curriculum. Yeah, that's right. All Oklahoma schools are required to incorporate the Bible and the Ten Commandments in their curriculums, effective immediately. The state's chief education officer announced in a memorandum this past Thursday. At a State Board of Education meeting, Oklahoma State Superintendent of Public Instruction Ryan Walters said the Bible is one of the most fundamental documents used for the Constitution and the birth of our country. It's crystal clear to us that in Oklahoma academic standards under the 70 on under Title 70 on multiple occasions, the Bible is a necessary historic document to teach our kids about the history of this country, to have complete understanding of Western civilization, to have an understanding of the basis of our legal system, Walter said. Every classroom in the state from grades 5 through 12 must have a Bible, and all teachers must teach from the Bible in the classroom, Walter said. Where's the United States Supreme Court on that? 844-967-2789. Good morning to you, Gene. How you doing? Thank you for the call.
Oh, good morning, Earl. Thank you so much for all your coverage of these really, really important issues that are significantly going to impact our country and have been impacting our country for the past 8 years at least. First of all, I want to quick say one thing. Is I was very saddened to see Joe Biden in the situation he was in. But I have to tell you, you know, at 69, pretty soon 70 like you, you know, when you get in a situation where all of a sudden somebody is lying and lying and lying, and every single word that's coming out of their mouth is not truth, it's an outright lie, you know, just thrown at you.
So Gene, and all of a sudden, so Gene, let me ask you, because we're going to talk about that after the break. But well, your thoughts on the Ten Commandments and regulations and those things. And you can call back and we can talk about Joe Biden. Your thoughts on that?
I didn't know if you'd go back to it. But
anyway, yes.
You know what? We have to have regulations. Think about dumping. Think about car manufacturers. Think about prescription drugs. Think about medical standards. Think about hospital. Think about insurance policies. Think about every single thing in your life. If there's no regulations on this, the snake oil salesmen are going to be making a fortune, and nobody will have any backing whatsoever for anything in their life. Home loans, having your house built for you, anything that
right.
People go to school for, people need to do it. Come on, folks. This is nuts. Anyway, thank you very much, Earl.
Hey,
Rachel.
Hey, thank you very much, Gene. I appreciate it. Hey, Karina, how you doing? All right. So, for the life of me, you know, these things are happening so quickly that the American people are either asleep or just don't seem to comprehend the direction that the nation is headed. Interfaith Alliance, a national organization that seeks to protect religious freedoms, told CNN in a statement Thursday, this is blatant religious that should have absolutely no place in public schools in Oklahoma or any other state. True religious freedom means freedom in ensuring that no one religious group is allowed to impose their viewpoint on all Americans. The vast majority of people of faith in this country reject these dangerous, intimidating efforts to force a Christian nationalist agenda into our schools or courts in our government, the statement said. Let's go to Tristan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Tristan. You say what?
Howdy. I just want to say, like, I don't think people realize that this could ever happen because they just assume the separation of church and state was just not going to, you know.
Was ironclad. Was ironclad.
Yeah, pretty much. But I guess not.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Well, thank you, man. I mean, you know, it clearly should, you know, there should be major pushback on all of this. Let's go to John from West Dallas. Good morning to you, John. You say what?
You know, I'm 70 right now, kind of like you, Earl.
Yeah.
So I kind of moved through the movement of meditation, looking at Eastern spirituality. And I kind of think, like, if Republicans want to push Christianity in the school, okay, it's a crisis. But it's also, you know, that Chinese saying, crisis is the same symbol for crisis is the same symbol for opportunity. So, yeah, okay, let's put the Ten Commandments in, but then let's also talk about ancient Hindu sayings, meditation, some Buddhist stuff.
Right,
let's
right.
throw in some new stuff. Hey, this opens a door of opportunity because, you know, actually our education system needs spirituality, and spirituality is evolving.
Hey,
we
John,
can't go back.
Hey, John, the difference is they're not going to include any of those other things.
Well, yeah, that's crazy.
That's my point, man. It's only going to be the Bible and the Ten Commandments, nothing else. Thank you very much for the call, man. I wish you had more time. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.